You're listening to the Computer Repair Academy podcast, a show that's your go-to podcast for easy tech fixes, pro tricks, computer repair tips, and everything you need to keep your computer running smoothly. So if you're ready to upgrade your tech game, then let's dive in.
Welcome back to the Computer Repair Academy podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy, and today we're going to tackle one of the most stressful tech problems you can face. A failing hard drive. Whether it's the sudden clicking noise, slow access times, or the dreaded blue screen, hard drive failure is something that can strike at any time. But don't worry. In today's episode, we'll cover everything you need to know about recovering data from a failing hard drive. We'll walk through signs your drive might be failing, steps to attempt recovery, and some of the best free and paid tools to help you get your data back before it's too late. Let's dive in. Before we get into the recovery process, let's talk about some of the signs your hard drive might be failing. Recognizing the symptoms early can help you take action before you lose critical data. One of the first signs of hard drive failure is unusually slow performance. If files take forever to open or your PC starts freezing for no reason, it could be a sign that your drive is struggling. Another telltale sign is weird noises coming from your drive. Clicking, grinding, or buzzing sounds are not normal. If you hear this, it's often referred to as the click of death, and is a strong indicator of mechanical failure. If you're seeing the blue screen of death more often or experiencing random system crashes, this could be due to a failing drive. Windows often crashes when it can't read data from the hard drive properly. Also, finding corrupted files or files that won't open is another red flag. If you've noticed missing or unreadable files, don't wait to start the recovery process. So, if you've noticed any of these signs, the first thing to do is to try to grab an emergency backup, then stop using the drive immediately. The more you use a failing drive, the more likely you'll cause further damage or lose more data. Once you suspect that your hard drive is failing, it's important to take immediate action to avoid data loss. Here are the first steps you should take to improve your chances of recovering your data. If your hard drive is still accessible, again, your first priority should be to back up your data as quickly as possible. Plug in an external drive, USB stick, or use cloud storage like Google Drive or OneDrive to copy over your most important files. Start with critical documents, photos, and anything you can't afford to lose. If the drive is slow but still functional, try to move files in smaller batches. Once you've backed up what you can, stop using the drive. Don't install new software, download files, or attempt to fix it with repair tools just yet. Writing new data to the drive can overwrite sectors that contain recoverable information, making it harder to retrieve your files. If your drive is still accessible, you can check its health using a free tool like Crystal Disk Info. This program uses the drive's smart data, self-monitoring, analysis, and reporting technology to show you key stats about the drive's health, such as temperature, bad sectors, and read-write errors. If you see that the drive's health status is in the caution or bad range, it's definitely time to recover your data. If the drive is accessible but acting slow, booting into safe mode can sometimes help speed up the backup process as fewer background processes are running. Now, if your hard drive is no longer accessible or has started failing more seriously, it's time to move on to data recovery tools. There are some great free and paid options that can help you recover data, even from a drive that seems dead. First up is Recuva. This free tool from Piriform is great for recovering deleted files and retrieving data from a damaged drive. It's super easy to use, even for beginners. After installing Recuva on a different drive, to avoid overwriting data on your failing one, run a deep scan on the failing drive. Recuva will search for recoverable files and present them to you. You can preview some files to see if they're intact before recovering them. Recuva works best for recovering files from drives that are still somewhat readable, but it might struggle with drives that are completely inaccessible. Next is TestDisk, which is another free and incredibly powerful recovery tool, especially if your drive has lost partitions or if the drive won't boot. TestDisk can help recover lost partitions and even make a drive bootable again. TestDisk is more technical, so it may feel a bit intimidating at first. However, if your problem is with the partition table, TestDisk can often restore your drive's functionality. Follow the prompts in TestDisk's interface to scan and attempt a partition recovery. TestDisk is great for more advanced users who are comfortable with partitioning and command line tools. It's ideal for drives that have lost access due to file system corruption. If the free tools don't work, you may want to consider Ease US Data Recovery Wizard. While it's a paid tool, it's one of the most reliable for recovering data from seriously damaged drives. Ease US works similarly to Recuva, but it's more powerful when it comes to recovering data from failing drives or drives with corrupted file systems. After installing the software, run a full scan on the damaged drive, and the program will show you which files are recoverable. You can recover up to 2 gigabytes for free with the trial version, but beyond that, you'll need to purchase the full version. EaseUS is best for drives that are still somewhat readable, but may have extensive corruption or file loss. It's particularly good if you need to recover a large number of files. Here's an advanced pro tip. Before you start the recovery process, clone the failing drive using a tool like Clonezilla or Macrium Reflect. This creates an exact copy of the drive, so if something goes wrong during recovery, you still have a backup. You can attempt data recovery on the cloned drive instead of risking further damage to the original. Sometimes, DIY recovery tools just aren't enough, especially if the drive has suffered physical damage. In these cases, it might be time to call in the professionals. If your drive is making loud clicking noises, isn't detected by your system at all, or if the tools we've discussed aren't able to recover any data, it's time to consider using a professional data recovery service. Professional recovery services like DataSavers or OnTrack use specialized equipment to recover data from severely damaged drives, including those with mechanical failure. They can even take the drive apart in a cleanroom environment to recover data from the platters directly. Be aware, though, that these services aren't cheap. Depending on the severity of the damage and how much data you need recovered, you could be looking at anywhere from a few hundred to over $1,000. But if the data is irreplaceable, it may be worth it. Now that we've talked about how to recover data, let's shift gears a bit and talk about how to prevent data loss in the future. The most important step you can take is to implement a regular backup strategy. You can use an external hard drive, a NAS, network-attached storage, or cloud storage services like Google Drive, Dropbox, or iCloud. Make sure you're backing up your critical data at least once a week. If you want to automate the process, use backup software like Macrium Reflect or Acronis TrueImage. These tools can schedule backups for you and even create full system images that allow you to restore your entire system in case of failure. Lastly, keep an eye on your drive's health using tools like Crystal Disk Info. Monitoring your drive's temperature and checking for errors regularly can help you catch issues early before they become a disaster. And that wraps up today's episode on recovering data from a failing hard drive. Let's quickly recap the key points. Recognize the signs of a failing hard drive, like slow performance, clicking noises, and frequent crashes. Stop using the drive immediately and back up as much data as you can. Use tools like Recuva, TestDisk, or EaseUS Data Recovery Wizard to recover lost files. If all else fails, consider professional help, but be prepared for the cost. And prevent future data loss by backing up regularly and monitoring your drive's health. I hope these tips help you recover your data and prevent future headaches. If you've got any questions or have your own data recovery stories, feel free to share them with me on social media or leave a comment below. And if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe to the Computer Repair Academy podcast for more tips and tricks to keep your tech running smoothly. Thanks again for tuning in. Stay safe with your data, and I'll catch you in the next episode of the Computer Repair Academy podcast. See you next time.
Thanks again for tuning in to the Computer Repair Academy podcast. Until next time, keep those PCs running smoothly.